Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's play a game.
Okay.
I want you to name a coach that you think might be on the hot seat, and I'm going to tell you his bio.
No, I don't like hot seats. Well, enough for coaches.
Billy Napier.
What does it mean you think they should be fired, Tiff? It just thinks
true,
they're
society.
Yeah. It's not an opinion. It's a fact that that they could be on the hot seat. What do you think his Napier? All right, I'm going to give you a number. Billy Napier's buyout, $30 million. Higher or lower?
Lower, but not by much. I'm going to say 27.
Tiff, what are you going with?
That he's on the hot seat? You said 27?
No, just the buyout.
I think the buyout. 27.
Ooh, okay, I'll agree with Mike.
It's lower. It's only $26
million. Wow! Oh. Yes!
Here's the deal. I'll make this easier for you guys. I'll give you a couple of
guys. I don't know if I need it any easier. I almost just hit the nail on the head.
$26 million. For Billy Napier. That's his buyout. Oh, wow. All right. Hugh Freeze.
Gotta come back as a college coach in another life.
I think is safe for another year, but he's kind of on a hot seat. His buyout, $30 million, higher or lower?
Hugh Freeze. I'm going to say it's higher.
Can I search people's deals right now?
I'm going to say it's higher just simply from the fact that they needed him to take that job at the time, and they were probably willing to sign whatever he wanted them to.
I'm not saying I agree with you, but I was going to say higher, but I didn't get to answer first, but I am going higher. Okay. I don't have a number.
I'm going to get you first.
But I know that I know that it's higher.
Do I need to give a number?
Yeah, do we have to
give
a ballpark?
Yeah, give me a number you
give
think.
Me
make it fun.
$36 million.
All right.
You said $36 million is a buyout? Whatever, 37.
It's lower. It's only $20 million.
Really?
That surprises me.
Wow.
Only $20 million.
Wow.
All right.
I'm actually shocked by that.
Go to Oklahoma. Brent Venables, I think, is safe. But Oklahoma fans, apparently one Oklahoma fan wanted to fire the OC and bring in Bob Stoops as the OC, even though he knows Bob Stoops is a defensive coach.
There is a lot of Bama fans that would like, if Venables does get fired, to bring him in as the DC. So that's interesting.
This is
so Brent Venables buyout, $35 million, higher or lower?
Brent Venables, 35.
Tiffany,
what'd you say again? Say it.
35 million, higher or lower?
It's all his alma mater. He came back home to coach. I'm gonna say it's higher, and I'm gonna just throw out. I'm gonna go 37 again.
Okay. Mike, higher.
I'm gonna say.
Or lower?
I'm gonna say lower. I'm gonna go 32.
Tiffany is the winner. It's higher. But she's still too low. It is $44 million buyout for Brent Venables at Oklahoma.
If anybody's listening has a GA spot available so I can start climbing the ladder
now,
let me know.
That's what I'm
Although
saying,
Robert Saleh, I don't know if y'all saw his. It's not just college. Robert Saleh's living the dream, too.
All right.
I saw him at the grocery. Leave that man alone, okay? People taking pictures
what
of him.
What did he say?
I didn't see him, but they saw him at the grocery store in pictures. Like,
no, I know. And they asked him, how you doing?
Oh, he goes,
I'm living the dream.
Oh, I didn't know.
I was like, yes. Yes, he is living the dream.
Oh, sorry, real quick. Okay, go ahead, Bo. One more.
All right, one more.
Real fast.
Mike Norvell.
This is
$45 million higher or lower, Tiffany.
I was there. $45 million higher or lower. That kind of money there?
I'm going to tell you something. This program don't have the kind of money.
I'm going to 46.
It's definitely over because he just signed an extension.
So you're both going higher.
When Saban retired, Norvell signed an extension. It's got to be over.
What's your number?
I'm going to go, like, it's astronomical. I'm going to say, like, $60 million. Maybe even more.
I'm going to have to give this to Mike because he's closer. You're both right. $63.7 million buyout for Mike Norvell at Florida State. Hey.
I knew it.
Hey, Sandra. Hey, Mike Bell. Y'all ain't never getting rid of Norvell
because
you ain't got the money to get rid of him.
They signed his extension when Bama came sniffing around last year. They signed his extension, and I was like, wow.
We can all rethink our job choices right now. When we come back, we'll find out what's going on in the steakhouse. Stay with us here in the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game. That is what I aspire to be, a horrible football coach.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.